Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. In a recent study, it was estimated that 20% of Kansas crop ground was infested with soybean cyst nematode, which is more commonly called SCN. However, in southeast Kansas, those percentages are even higher. In fact, 100% of the fields tested in Cherokee County were found to contain the pest. This week we will hear from Doug Jardine, K-State Research and Extension row crop plant pathologist, as he talks about SCN. First, Doug discusses the level of SCN that may cause yield losses in soybeans in different soil types.
The sandier the soil, the fewer nematodes you have out there to be causing you a problem. If you get a test back that says they found 300 eggs and juveniles per half a cup of soil, and it's a pretty sandy soil, you probably have a yield-limiting problem. On the other hand, if that's a pretty fine clay, you're probably not having any real economic issues. In those heavier soils, when we get up to numbers maybe 1,000 eggs and juveniles per half a cup of soil, we're probably going to start to see some noticeable yield loss.
Next, Dr. Jardine discusses how a lack of diversity in genetic resistance has led to issues in managing for the pest.
Historically, we've always said, well, just, you know, plant a resistant variety. 99.9% of all varieties use the same genetic source of resistance. And putting that kind of pressure on the nematodes, they are starting to develop some resistance. It's kind of all over the board. What we would suggest to people is never, ever plant the same variety in the same field twice ever. Every time that field is scheduled to be in soybeans, whether you're in continuous soybeans or every other year, every other third year, you need to plant a different variety. And that will help to some extent.
Seed treatment options for SCN management are available. Doug finishes by discussing the research data on these treatments.
There are a number of seed treatment nematicides. These are our new products, and typically they are biocontrol agents. They are certain types of bacteria that are known to be predaceous on the nematodes. In university trials, we don't have a lot of data that they're great products or not so great. Where we do have data, they're somewhat inconsistent. I can show one test where they seem to work great. Another test, the results are not very good. You know, if people truly have a nematode problem, I would encourage them to try the product. Maybe take a field that's fairly uniform in slope and drainage and fertility, so, and split the field in half, use the product on one half of the field, leave the other half untreated, and look at your yield maps at the end of the season and see if you think it makes a difference.
That was K-State Research and Extension row crop plant pathologist Doug Jardine discussing soybean cyst nematodes. There is a test available through the Plant Diagnostic Center on campus if you'd like your fields tested. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.